I think I have a question. How to, that is, we are different from the United States. And we just talk about how to supply the water. We have been talking about the difference between US and Japan. I don't quite understand about that. Can we elaborate on this point? My question is that your SCADA system, if after quake, if you lose the power, do you have the battery to back up? Or any power generator you can support that? We use the backup system. We have a the power transmission other from Thai Power. We also have our individual system to do so. And also we can connect with other systems through that. I'm coming from Japan. From the presentations we have learned, every nation has a different viewpoint to look at after disaster water supply. Tokyo has 10 million population. In the presentation, we said that in 4 weeks' time, we would like to try to supply water to citizens. So regardless of local government or population, we try to supply water in 3 days in some significant or critical district. We like to supply water back to them. Other districts, other area, we will do our best to supply water as soon as possible. That is our major. However, there's another issue here. In Tokyo metropolitan area, we have a public servant about 4,500. Many of them, they do not live in the Tokyo. So how can we move them back to their job position as soon as possible? That's an issue. So we also have a thought. We like to find some subcontractors. So the subcontractors can come to the site to repair the damaged facility as soon as possible. For instance, we have to repair metal piping. We may supply some material or components from our water bureau. Anyway, after quake, some of our employees cannot go to the site immediately. That's an issue. So if you have any comments or suggestions, you're welcome.
I'm from Taipei Water Bureau. Recently, because the frequency of earthquake in overseas or the climate change, we have observed that we need to consider all kinds of scenario or damage scenario and how to establish our system to provide a safe and stable system. Therefore, recently, after 2006, we initiate spend 21 billion to establish a system within 4 years. So we have a we are promoting dual system, for example, to make all those water resource have a double water resource system. We also to expect that for example, if certain area have a damage or a disaster, other regions can supply or assist. For example, the power supply or some of the vital or key areas will establish a diesel general power supplier. And then this is the direction for Taipei City government. During this workshop, I also learned that most of people talk about how to enhance or protect the facility. I wonder whether in Japan or U.S. Are there any comment or advice, or are you promoting this so-called dual systems? I'm not familiar with the real situation. Regarding the dual systems, I consider it take a lot of cost. because it's very expensive. As a result, although it is very important, we will consider to build a dual system. However, one of the targets we mentioned for Japanese government, when there's a major earthquake, the major pipelines, water pipelines, if there are some leakage or broke, can then the water supply will be terminated, even to the extent that we wish to restore it within 3 days to provide an emergency water supply system or an emergency water tank to provide the water resource. This is how we do it in Japan. As the gentleman just mentioned that a dual system is much better. When one system is broke, then the other system can function. That is a very good idea. I think every agency, if they can afford, they will provide this kind of facility and system to provide the water. This is my personal comment. Are there any other comments from my Japanese colleagues? Maybe some people have a different opinions. I'm from also from Japan. Regarding the dual systems, actually, if you want to apply the dual system for every system, that is the best. That's our goal. And then our government also drives these directions, just like Mr. Tomiyaka mentioned. To meet this level, it is very difficult. However, we have such a vision, but in reality, when we implement it, we have many challenges. For example, power, the energy resources. The best situation is that the power supply can start from we have two resources to provide power sources to secure the power safety, and so every water reservoir can have a dual power system. Therefore, it including power facilities, communication, and transportations. If there are no problem except the water supply broken, then what will happen? Then I understand that some of the audience have this concern. In fact, the public utilities are interrelated to each other. If we only focus on the water supply perspectives, to the resolution of the issue is not comprehensive. Therefore, I consider that we should the more effective approach, that is through every utility's perspective to consider the post-disaster mitigations. That is very important. I'm from Tokyo, Tokyo City. I want to share my comment regarding the dual system. When Murayama and the other regions, they have dual systems available. As a matter of fact, they are under constructions. Their primary water supply, if they can establish provide a dual system transmission, that is the best. So they are working on these directions. Regarding the power supply, they will try to set up their self power generators as a backup to provide the pump working functions without interruptions. I think we will achieve a dual system in short time.